The last chapter of Malachi certainly brings to mind the final judgment, which is part of the Advent theme, but it also speaks of the first coming of Jesus. Malachi, the messenger of God, wrote, "Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes." In the Lutheran tradition, the last Sunday of the Epiphany season commemorates the Transfiguration. There, on an unnamed mountain, Peter, James, and John looked upon the glory of Christ. Standing with Jesus were Moses and Elijah, the one through whom God gave the law, and the one considered the foremost prophet. Malachi calls upon us to listen to both Moses and Elijah, for both speak the word of God for our salvation. Jesus identified John the Baptist as coming in the power of Elijah, as he proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The prophetic word of Elijah, the prophetic word of John, the prophetic word of the church bring the same message. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. The great and awesome day of the Lord comes with Christ Jesus. There on the cross outside the city gates of Jerusalem, there in the unnatural darkness, our Lord died to bring you life everlasting. Yet death could not hold the sinless Christ, showing that we also, being declared sinless for his sake, will rise again. May our Lord grant that we hear Moses and Elijah, that we may have life in Jesus Christ. Amen.